This is NPR's Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org. Bloomington singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard says he was so pleased with his 2016 self-titled album, he was ready to set music aside. He even enrolled in seminary school. Well, it didn't take long for the music bug to return. Hubbard unveils his new album, Attention, at the Castle Theater Saturday night. In this Sound Ideas preview, Hubbard says he wasn't going to record a new album unless he had something important to say.
And not to be self-righteous or anything, but just something that relates to people and their problems, you know, because we're all struggling. And I just felt like if I can make something that will help people in some way or relate to them and their problems, then that's worth it, I think. You know?
I had no idea about the seminary.
Yeah.
Are you still pursuing that, or was it after the first class?
I'm not pursuing it. I feel like this is, right now anyway, music is my calling.
Well, yeah. I was going to hold on to talk about Poison Words a little bit later in the interview, but since you mentioned the seminary, I mean, this song is about some of the frustration you have with the church, right?
Yeah.
And how they talk about disenfranchised people.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's play just a little bit of this song.
Okay.
Now that I've found something that I can believe, you go and tell me it's not for me.
So this is Poison Words. The new album is Attention from Dan Hubbard. You said you were frustrated with how the church is talking about some people.
Yeah, but its treatment, its attitude towards the people in the LGBTQ community. I just think it boils down to I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to be shy about that. But there are obviously things I struggle with as a Christian. I am broken, and clearly the church is broken.
Are we talking about the Catholic Church?
No, not the Catholic. Well, obviously the Catholic Church is broken.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just talking about the Christian church as a whole. I just wish, obviously, it wasn't so exclusive sometimes and a little more loving.
Poison words. Poison words. Twist what he.
Go to another song, Important Man. Am I hearing this right? This is a little commentary on social media and how people are obsessed with it?
Yeah, well, it started just with me. Yeah, the last time I released an album, constantly on my phone. And I got some young kids, and I felt like I was neglecting them a little bit, and my wife, just staring at my phone all the time, seeing how my social media is doing, how people are buying the album. I realized it at one point and just felt like an idiot for the way I had been acting. Obviously, social media is a big part of it. There's a line in there about always creeping on my phone. Can't imagine why we drifted apart.
Always creeping on my phone. I can't imagine why we've drifted apart. Gonna throw it out the
There's something about giving other humans attention, and we were so caught up on our phones. I don't want to sound like an old man, you know what I mean, an old grumpy man, but that's part of the reason the album's called Attention, is like in relationships. I just see with my family, all my kids want me to do is just look at them, like, look what I'm doing. That's all they want, the power of that, and being able to look your son or your daughter in the eye is so powerful.